What if the numbness isn't a void, but a vault? A sacred space where pain has been kept safe until now. Welcome to season 2 of Numbness Paralysis. I'm Olga Costa, and in this new chapter, we go deeper. We have already met our shadows. We have whispered safety into silence. Now, it's time to turn toward what still waits beneath. Grief, longing, and the soft ache of returning to ourselves. This is not just another episode. It's a threshold. And if you're here, your heart is already crossing it. Let's listen to some listener reflections and personal stories. I didn't feel anything for years, but now a song makes me cry, and it terrifies me. What if everything I bear comes rushing in? I didn't cry when I lost them. I cried when I saw someone love their daughter in a cafe. That moment opened a flood I didn't know I've sealed shut. Sometimes I feel guilty for not reacting. But now I see, I wasn't absent. I was protecting something sacred inside me. And here's something I've never said out loud on the podcast. After my father passed away, no one told me. I only learned the truth months later, when I returned home, and by then, his funeral was long over. I hadn't cried, not once. But years later, on my way to work, I'd pass a man who looked so much like him, and the tears would come without warning. My chest would tighten, my breath would catch, and I'd arrive at work hollowed out, quietly grieving all the moments he never got to see, all the sacrifice he made that I'm only now beginning to understand. That drive became sacred because it's where grief finally catch up with me. The psychology of dissociation and hidden grief. Grief doesn't always scream. Sometimes it hums, low, distant, quite beneath the noise of everyday life. Dissociation is not detachment, it's devotion. A profound way your nervous system preserved you when feeling would have destroyed you. Underneath numbness often leaves a mountain of unprocessed grief. But just because it's quiet doesn't mean it isn't loud inside. When we live through long-term trauma or childhood emotional neglect, our body learns to freeze, to defer the grief until it's safe. Now you might find yourself emotionally flat, but physically exhausted, yearning for connection, yet unable to let people close. Remembering events, but not feeling them. Like the body attended, but the soul stayed away. This isn't dysfunction. It's intelligence born from pain. The layers of grief, integrating the grieving process. Grief is not a straight road. It twists in circles. It repeats. Sometimes it slips. Let's explore the classic stage of grief, not as rulers, but as rhythms. First, denial. This can be happening. Numbness often lives here, shielding the mind from emotional overload. Second, anger. Why me? Why now? Beneath numbness, rage can simmer, unexpressed, unacknowledged, misunderstood. Third, bargaining. If only I had. This stage is full of looping thoughts and what ifs that try to undo the pain. Fourth, depression. A deep stillness. Fatigue. Grief that floods the body like fog. This is where many people mistake mourning for giving up. Fifth, acceptance. Not the end, but a soft exhale. A moment when you say, I still carry it, but it no longer carries me. This stage don't arrive in order. You may visit them all in one day, or skip some completely. Grief is not a ladder, it's a tide. The Vault of Sacred Ache. Imagine your grief as a sealed vault hidden beneath your ribs. Not locked by shame, but by love. Because your system knew, if it opened too soon, the flood would drown you. Now, maybe, just maybe, you are strong enough to turn the key. And what's inside isn't chaos. It's love that never got spoken. It's longing that never got met. It's your truest, tenderest self, waiting in the dark. A short moment. Let's gently examine what lives beneath the frieze. Strength. You protected yourself long enough to arrive here. That takes courage beyond words. Weakness. Without release, grief grows heavy. It becomes fatigue, fog, disconnection. Opportunity. Naming grief gives it breath. It becomes a companion, not a capture. Threat. Ignoring grief whispers lies. You are unfeeling. You are cold. But grief heard becomes truth. You have been holding too much for too long. Ask yourself gently, what part of me is still waiting to be grieved? Can I sit with it today? Not to fix, but to listen? Deeper tools for grief integration. Letter to the loss. Write a letter not just to a person, but to a version of you that had to disappear to survive. Begin with, I remember you. I am sorry I had to leave you behind. Second, movement of mourning. Let your body grieve without words. Stretch, sway, weep, hum. Trust that release doesn't need translation. Third, anchor a grief ritual. Create a monthly grief ritual. Light a candle, play one song, sit in silence. Let yourself remember without rushing to recover. Fourth, practice emotional naming. Instead of I'm fine or I'm numb, pause and ask, what emotional is faint but present? Even naming heaviness is an act of connection. Fifth, trust grief as a guide. What if grief is not the enemy, but the bridge? what if following it helps you find the love, the values, the self you've been longing for? You are not broken. You are towing. You are not cold. You are conserving. You are not too late. You are right on time. The grief beneath your numbness is sacred. And now it's being witnessed. If you cried today or felt nothing at all, both are welcome. Both are healing. You are here. You are whole. And I am honored to walk with you. In episode 12, we will explore the fear of joy. Why happiness can feel unsafe after trauma. And how to let in goodness without guilt. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.